MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 13, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Expanded MBTA service for Salem. Homeless shelters maxed out. Motorcyclist dies in Lynn.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll look at a football game from last night and preview one coming up tomorrow. Rick?
All right. Thanks, Bill. Sunny, breezy, low 60s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11.09 a.m. and 11.28 p.m. Massachusetts is running out of places to shelter newly arriving immigrants. Colin Young, a State House reporter for the Salem News, writes that Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll said yesterday morning that Massachusetts has 7,500 families, or close to 23,000 people, enrolled in the state's emergency assistance shelter system. Driscoll added, "We are very close to being filled." Crowds are expected to get larger this weekend in Salem as the city's Haunted Happenings event continue. Yesterday, the MBTA announced that additional trains for Salem that were canceled last week due to staffing shortages will return to service this weekend. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo recently reiterated for visitors to take public transportation to Salem during October.
So a $10 ticket to take the train, it's going to cost you $50 or more to park in Salem, $75 if you get a ticket, so it's definitely a better deal to take the commuter rail if you're able to. Just to provide some additional context to the numbers that I mentioned earlier, so we averaged about 80 to 82,000 people every Saturday in October last year, and it ranged from about 40 to over 100,000 one Saturday. We have about 4,000 public parking spaces downtown, and when we add our satellite lots, that's an additional 1,300 spaces. So even with those additional satellite spaces, we don't have the capacity for parking that many people. So we rely on our partners at the commuter rail in Keolis. We rely on the Salem Ferry. If you go to salemferry.com, you can find out more about taking the fast ferry from Boston. We'll be upgrading from the 150-passenger ferry to a larger vessel that has 600-passenger capacity halfway through the month. So it won't be running on a more frequent schedule, but it will be running a larger vessel, and that is weather-dependent, so you want to make sure you check in advance before going. But it's a very pleasant way to come to Salem from the Boston area. It's about a 45- to 50-minute ferry ride, and we strongly encourage you to consider that as well. It takes you right to Salem Wharf on Blaney Street.
Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo. A Lynn motorist died yesterday afternoon in the city after colliding with an SUV. The Daily Item reports the accident happened at about 2 p.m. on Wyman Street. In their report, a witness says he saw the motorist riding at 50 to 60 miles an hour heading toward Walnut Street. The name of the victim is not available at this time. In Swampscott on Wednesday night, 16 Jewish organizations came together to stand in solidarity following the Hamas-led terrorist attacks in Israel. Dustin Luca of the Salem News explains some of the local reaction.
There were 16 different organizations that came together in Swampscott and at Congregation Sherat, and it was a very, very, very powerful night. There was a lot of conversations about kind of what people are experiencing. There was like this one woman that spoke who, you know, lived in Israel for 24 years and talked about how painful it is to be here in the United States, you know, and seeing everything that's happening, knowing that so many Israelis are being called back home to fight. There's a lot of conversations going on, not just in terms of how they're processing it and kind of, you know, just dealing with this, you know, event that, you know, is kind of like what 9/11 was to us, where, you know, it was this, you know, masterfully planned event that was being planned for months and then completely blindsided us. That's exactly what happened here. And in this case, there's also all kinds of anti-Semitism flying around now because a lot of people saying, well, Israel did this to themselves. And other people are kind of saying, well, it's not Palestine that attacked. It's a militant organization within Palestine. So one of the things that I've been trying to stress in the reporting is that this is, you know, really kind of for anybody who is outside of the conversations going on in the Middle East and the insane number of layers behind them, just to really kind of get educated on exactly what the conflicts are and everything like that, because it's very easy to kind of jump to conclusions to go one way or go the other and not actually see kind of just how pained a lot of people are right now, how thousands of people are dying because of this. And that's really what last night was all about, was about, you know, let's pause, let's reflect on what's going on. Let's make sure everybody's okay. Let's talk about what's happening. Let's sing, let's celebrate our personhood. I mean, that's the big thing here, is that this is a, you know, a denial of personhood. So, and that's kind of what all of this gets down to. Sorry to kind of dive off in a conversation about this, but it's been, especially where everybody was so shocked by what happened on Saturday, which is when the initial attack started to take place. It's been kind of a whirlwind to see kind of the way that the world has responded ever since.
That's Salem News reporter Dustin Luca. A Salisbury man accused of shooting and strangling a neighbor's dog has pleaded guilty in Newburyport District Court. The Daily News reports that Jacob Dow of Salisbury was arraigned on several counts in 2022. He was sentenced on Wednesday on one of the charges. The Lynn commuter ferry is scheduled to run through this month with weekday trips to Boston. State Senator Brendan Crichton of Lynn tells MSO News that the ferry will return in the spring based on the need to mitigate the closing of the Sumner Tunnel again next summer.
I think there's a much stronger case to be made about commuter ferry operations, you know, whether it's Winthrop, East Boston, Quincy, in the greater Boston area. And this administration, you know, seems committed to that. We were able to put together significant water transportation funding in the budget, which, you know, was signed into law. I think we need to continue that commitment. I think the recognition that, you know, while operations still cost money and fuel costs money, and it's, you know, any transportation is subsidized, certainly. You're not dealing with rail or right-of-way maintenance issues. It's the ocean that's there, right? So it's not something that as costly to maintain over time. And the administration announced recently, too, that they're going to have a specific point person. So someone that dedicated their job is around commuter ferry transportation, which has never existed before in the state. So I think there's a level of commitment from this administration to make water transportation part of the solution for, you know, congestion, you know, economic development, transit-oriented development, a whole wide range of important issues for us.
Crichton is hoping for a much expanded Lynn Ferry schedule in the future. And the North Shore Children's Museum in Peabody will be celebrating its first anniversary this weekend. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News that the museum sold more than 30,000 tickets this past year. The museum will be featuring some ticket discounts this weekend. For details, go to nschildrenmuseum.org. We also have a link to its website just below this podcast on today's North Shore Today. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on North Shore High School football.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Bruins return to action for Game 2 of their season tomorrow night when they play host to the Predators. The Celtics are off until next week, and the New England Patriots will play in Las Vegas Sunday at 4 against the Raiders. Last night in high school football, Peabody topped Winthrop 24-7 to improve to 6-0 on the season. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt.
Defensively, we knew what Winthrop's all about. They run this offense, and they don't care if you stop them 10 times in a row, as long as they beat you on the 11th play. And you saw that today. They have big plays. If you don't have everybody on the same page defensively and understanding what their responsibility is, it just takes one play. We had them fourth and, what, 15, 25? Some outrageous thing after two great defensive plays on first and second down. They hit the belly. We don't account for it. The kid goes 90, whatever, 6 yards for a touchdown. The pass play, a blown coverage that we've covered 100 times in practice, that's what they do. They run their offense very, very crisply. If you stop them, it's because you're disciplined. And then all of a sudden, the one time one player is disciplined, they gash you for a big play. And we saw that happen twice. The first time they found the end zone. The second time, Eli Batista made the great effort to stop that from scoring. We got the break on the fumble and eliminated that, you know, that big play. But for us overall, offensively, staying with the program, staying with what we've been coached to do, execution, 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 much better in the second half, able to put points on the board, move the ball, and get first downs.
PBD sophomore quarterback Luke Maglione threw for 3 touchdowns, one of them a 50-yarder to Eli Batista, an outstanding two-way player. Again, Coach Mark Betancourt, this time on Batista.
I mean, offensively, defensively, on special teams, he's just an electric player. And he's been doing it for 4 years. People, it just seems like people are just now starting to recognize it. It hasn't been a secret. He's a great player. He wants the ball in big situations. He comes back almost every play telling us he can beat his man. And then he goes out and he proves it. When you give him the shot, he proves it. Defensively, the fact that he ran down that play doesn't surprise me. He has no quit in him. And our team follows his lead. Alex Silva, the first half a little hesitant running the ball, second half hitting the hole hard, running like a power runner that Alex Silva is. And I think that plays a little bit a part in the way our attitude is as a team. They see Alex running hard, they see Eli giving everything they got. That just causes a wave on our team of positivity, and when we're down, those two guys always seem to bring us back up.
PBD football coach Mark Betancourt. Other scores from last night: Gloucester beats Saugus 27-8. Malden down Lynn English 21-14. And Whittier over Manchester Essex 32-16. Saturday afternoon, Marblehead will be playing at Beverly. Kickoff is at 1. Marblehead is coming off just their first win of the season last week at Masconomet. Beverly is winless. Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff definitely see some uncertainty heading into this weekend's game.
You know, one of the first things you notice when you watch the Beverly film is it's very similar to our film. Why is there a different kid wearing a different number at every position, every game? You know, and the reason is clearly they're having issues with injuries, concussions, illness, or things like that, the same way that we are. So you don't know who's going to be out there. So we see some very strong players from there making good plays and playing hard. It's just not enough of those guys have been on the field for them, and this could be the week that that happens.
Rudloff adds that his concerns going into the game are really the same concerns of Beverly coach Jeff Hutton.
You know, the concern for Jeff is the same thing that's happened with us. It's great that guys can come back, but can you get enough practices with that group of kids together to have consistency and on your offense and your defense? So we don't know what Beverly team we're going to see, but what is clear is that, you know, Jeff Hutton does a great job coaching the kids up. They play hard every single game. They have a very good scheme, both in offense and defense. So we have to play our best. Hopefully we can get everyone ready and be ready for this game. But
Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff, they're playing at Beverly Saturday at 1. Boys soccer from yesterday, St. John's Prep over Zavarian 1-0. The Prep now 10-1-2 on the season. Volleyball, Ipswich shut out Marblehead 3-0. Field hockey, Danvers top Peabody 4-0 to improve to 10-1-2. We will have plenty of local football coverage on our website this weekend. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.